The Girl Who Could Not Dream by Sarah Beth Durst. Sophie stroked his head and scratched behind his ears. Sighing happily, the monster closed his eyes. She lay down next to him, continuing to pet him. He began to snore, and Sophie bit back a laugh that bubbled up inside her. His snore sounded like a toy train. After a while, she fell asleep. She woke to her parents' screams. "Uh-oh," she thought. Sophie opened one eye and then the other. Her mother was oddly perched on top of a table next to the dream distiller. She held a broom and was brandishing it like a sword. Her father held a fire extinguisher with the nozzle pointed at her.
"Don't move, Sophie," Dad said.
"It's okay, baby. Don't be scared."
Mom's face was chalky, as if she'd used powder instead of blush on her cheeks. Her voice sounded unusually shrill. Sophie didn't move. She was lying on the floor, her head rested against a cabinet, and her feet were stuck in a pile of sponges and mops. She had the open and empty blue bottle in her left hand. Curled against her right side was a furry warmth. Her mom tightened her grip on the broomstick.
"Kenneth, what is it?"
"Some sort of badger," Dad said.
"It has 6 tails," Mom pointed out.
Sophie shifted her head slightly. Her monster was curled up beside her, still snoring. But the cupcake pink sheets and the rose wallpapered bedroom were gone. She was home in her parents' dream shop beneath the bookstore.
"They're tentacles, not tails."
"Badgers don't have tentacles," Dad said.
"Sweetie, you know it's not a badger," Mom said to him.
"It looks like a badger," Dad insisted.
He inched closer. The floorboards creaked underneath his feet. He stopped as the monster gave a whistle-like snort in his sleep.
"It looks nothing like a badger. Sophie, did it hurt you?"
"It's a he," Sophie said. "And he's really very sweet. Can I keep him? Please?"
She shifted so she could look at the slumbering dream monster. If you ignored all the tentacles and the sharp teeth and the sheer size of him, he could almost pass for a house cat. Maybe a house cat with an enormous appetite.
"Absolutely not," Mom said.
"I think it's a wombat," Dad said. "Or a wolverine. Some W animal. Sophie, if you can inch away, I'll spray it with the fire extinguisher. Your mother will incapacitate with the broom, and then we can look up what it is."
His voice was light, but Sophie saw that his hands were shaking. Her parents were scared, and they were trying not to scare her.
Sophie wrapped her arms around the monster. "Don't hurt him!"
The monster woke up. Lashing out with his tentacles, he snapped his jaws and snarled. Her parents rushed forward, but Sophie jumped up to block them.
"Stop!"
She shook her finger at the monster.
"You stop too!"
Cringing, the monster whimpered.
"Sophie, what's in your hand?"
Mom was frowning at the blue bottle that Sophie still had clutched in her hand.
"Did you... Oh, Sophie!"